Oscar nominations were announced this morning, and there were some surprises. Now, pre-nomination favorites for acting awards included Tom Hanks as the skipper of a commercial freighter in Captain Phillips.
We have been boarded by four armed pirates.
Emma Thompson as the author of Mary Poppins and Saving Mr. Banks.
I won't have her turned into one of your silly cartoons.
Oprah Winfrey as the wife of the title character in The Butler.
Everything you are and everything you have is because of that butler.
And Robert Redford in a shipwrecked and largely wordless performance in All Is Lost. So what do all these critically acclaimed performances now have in common? Not one of them was nominated. NPR movie critic Bob Mondello joins us now. And Bob, let's go through the actual nominees for the few of the big awards. Who got nods?
Okay, well, let's start with Best Picture. There were 9 nominees, and 3 of them are considered front runners: American Hustle and Gravity, each of which got 10 nominations, and 12 Years a Slave with 9. The AIDS drama Dallas Buyers Club, the piracy thriller Captain Phillips, and the father-son comedy Nebraska all got 6 nominations each, followed by Martin Scorsese's Wolf of Wall Street and Spike Jonze's computer romance Her with 5, and the British drama Philomena rounded out that category with 4 nominations.
So lots of great choices there, but people are still focused on the snubs. What got left out?
Well, a lot of people thought that the Coen brothers' folk music story, Inside Llewyn Davis, would be a Best Picture contender, but it was barely mentioned. It did no better than The Lone Ranger, and nobody liked that one. Saving Mr. Banks was also widely mentioned, though I didn't like it much. And personally, I'd love it if a foreign film like Iran's The Past got nominated. If you look at the Oscars, you'd think that, you know, American pictures were the only thing in the world, and they really aren't.
All right, well, let's talk about directors, because while there are 9 nominees for Best Picture, there are only 5 nominees for Best Director. Alfonso Cuarón for Gravity, Steve McQueen for 12 Years a Slave, Martin Scorsese for Wolf of Wall Street, David O. Russell for American Hustle, and Alexander Payne for Nebraska. I mean, there's no nominations here for Captain Phillips or Her or Dallas Buyers Club.
I think the Academy voters might argue that those films are all dominated by performances rather than directing flash. I have to say, if I were an actor and got a call from David O. Russell right now, I would take it. Last year, it was considered quite a hat trick when his Silver Linings Playbook got nominated in all 4 acting categories. First time that had happened in like 2 decades. And now he's done the hat trick twice, 2 years in a row. His American Hustle got nominated for Best Actor, Christian Bale, Best Actress, Amy Adams, Best Supporting Actor, Bradley Cooper, and Best Supporting Actress, Jennifer Lawrence. It's really impressive.
All right, but any other takeaways from the acting categories?
Well, body sculpting matters for men. Jared Leto and Matthew McConaughey both lost dozens of pounds for the AIDS drama Dallas Buyers Club. And Christian Bale gained a couple of dozen for American Hustle, and all of them got nominated. Let's see. Getting Lost at Sea doesn't seem to be a good career move. Getting Lost in Space is a good one. And just being Meryl Streep seems to be the best career move of all. August Osage County marks her 18th nomination.
Now, were there any other categories that caught your eye?
Yes. One man, Roger Deakins, who's been nominated 10 times for Best Cinematographer, got nominated again for Prisoners. And for the 11th time, he's going to lose because Gravity is going to mop up. But man, can this guy make darkness gleam? He shot the Shawshank Redemption and the James Bond film Skyfall and a whole bunch of those Coen brother movies. It's amazing.
All right. So now what happens? The Oscar telecast is still 6 weeks away, right? I mean, Sunday, March 2nd.
That's right. There will presumably be fierce campaigning, much arguing about whether the based on reality films actually get reality right, as if that mattered. And then about 5 weeks from now, the 6,000 or so members of the Motion Picture Academy will vote, and an awful lot of folks will have to learn to just... can I do a sound cue here? In the words of a nominee for Best Song...
That's NPR's Bob Mondello. Bob, thanks so much.
It's always a pleasure.